Hello?
Hi, is Wayne in?
That's me.
Hi, Wayne. It's Aubrey. How are ya?
Good. How you doing?
I am good. So I do have a three-part set. It is more money, obviously. In general, I have a 70G VS2. It has the 58 table. It's $1,400 for that stone. Another one, $1,400. It also has a 58 table. Here's where it gets a little sketchy. 201 GVS2 GIA, triple excellence, no fluorescence, and that's the kicker right there because fluorescence is what's going to bring down the price tremendously.
Right.
But 21,858, and that's my closest option available at 20 back. So it's still a decent price for what you're getting. It's only because we can't find any. And all
three
of them I can have in our New York City office if you would like me to. I think it was going at the end of the day to him. But it's up to you.
When would it be in the New York office?
I could either do it. I mean, no one's going to be there tonight, unfortunately, after 6, but I can have everything there in the morning.
All right, you know what? I'll pick up. Can I pick it up tomorrow around 11 or so?
Yep. I already told them that that would be a possibility, so yes.
Okay, so that's what I'll do, and I'll try to get him to meet me as soon as possible and show him.
Take your time,
He can see the difference in prices. It's just crazy what he's giving up.
Exactly. You're giving up far too much, and once it's mounted, nobody walks around with a microscopic lens. Nobody walks around with a loop. It's going to face up white. They're beautiful.
Right. And I don't feel like he's settling. I absolutely think those stones are beautiful.
Heck no. You want to know what across America right now is the number one selling colored diamond across the country right now is a KL diamond.
Wow.
It is a KL by GIA standards. And if you think about it, it makes kind of a little bit of sense. When I first started, 16 or so years ago, you know, EGL International was a thing. EGL Europe was a thing. They were at least 2 to, in some cases, 5 color grades off.
I know.
The GHIs were what we're selling. Well, really, those GHIs are really KLMs. We're just really picky choosy as to our overall. I mean, you're working with a wholesaler who cherry picks number one, and then you cherry pick for your clients. So that's a double cherry picking, you know, perspective. Do you want me to do it for Wayne and Sutherland in 11 a.m. ish?
Yeah, roughly around there. Yeah.
Okay. Have you been? I'm gathering you've been to our New York City office, so I don't have to give you directions or anything like that.
Yeah.
I mean, I can get them over to you if you'd like, but.
I just need the address. And I need to look it up.
I know. I'm going to have to get it, too, because now I just totally went blank. My brain is gone. let me call over there again, because I don't want to send you to the wrong place. But I know once you're looking for it, you're going to know what you're looking for. Oh, and Crystal says hi, by the way. I talked to her earlier this morning.
Oh, that's cool. Okay.
She's still right around the corner. She's very excited about the Bills right now. And they're over.
Oh, my God, what a game.
Was it not one of the best games? And to be fair, I'm a huge, I bleed purple and gold. Like, I'm hugely a Vikings fan. And my other half, he is a Bears fan, ironically. My dad, a Vikings fan, and my mom, a Green Bay Packers fan. Every week, those damn Packers win. My parents will call me and be like, ha, ha, ha. This week, at least, my other half got that phone call, and not me, because I'm yelling at the TV, and then the Bills come on, and I'm yelling even louder at the TV. And, you know, that's my hometown team, so I do appreciate them. I wouldn't say they're never going to take the spot for America's favorite football team, a.k.a. the Vikings, but
Yeah, I mean, my daughter was up there in Buffalo.
Oh, she was?
Well, she was up there for a baby shower. One of her best friends was going to have a baby. So she went up there, and they made it after the baby shower. They all went back to the house, and it was like a Super Bowl. It was crazy. They're crazy fans. They had all kinds of food out.
So kinds of crazy.
At the baby shower.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was nuts. It was still nuts here. Like, I don't know if you've ever spoken with Anne in our office. She's got season tickets. Huge mm-hmm. fan as well. And she sells off some of the later season, or if she knows she has other plans because her son's in college and also plays for, like, a Division III school. So she was at his game, sold the tickets to one of our coworkers, and he sent a video from that night of him on the roof of a truck, and like they were nuts in that parking lot afterwards.
Yeah.
Those
people
are crazy.
Well, it was a great game.
Crazy.
It was a good game. It could have been a Super Bowl. Kansas City and Buffalo,
yeah.
That could be it. It's so good.
Well, and Kansas City, being that they were undefeated for so long, they needed a slice of that.
Everybody
pie.
Was waiting for them to lose.
Yes. I was just really happy it was, you know, with the Bills at least, so that we could all ha 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 a little bit here. I have a lot of Midwesterners in my world of RJO, so please know I was calling, like, ha ha ha. Even though I'm not a huge fan of the Bills, but I was yesterday and Sunday night.
Well, I'm a fan of the worst two teams in the league, the New York Jets and the New York Giants.
Oh, New York Giants is my second favorite, so I'm with you there. Oh, what
happened
to them?
So when it comes to New York teams, if they're not going to be doing well, I'm going to still root for the Bills, that's for sure.
Exactly. It's still New York, exactly.
That's right.
And to be fair, are the Jets really New York or not? I mean,
you know what? They used to be. I mean, they're both New Jersey.
They are.
You know, they both used to play in Shea Stadium where the Mets used to play.
I know.
That's
and
where they both played.
Yeah, and the Mets are literally – the Mets are a great team. And one of my jewelers out of Connecticut – loves the Mets, has season tickets, is always telling me, you got to come to a game. But
yeah,
I took him to his first Kansas City game back in the day with his daughter when she was 15, and now she's like 30-something. So that just ages me a lot, and I feel sad now. But I'll have all three of these diamonds ready to go for you, Mr. Wayne.
All right. Yep, and I'll be in there to pick them up. Yep.
Awesome. You got it.
Here. Looks like
If you tell me.
Looks like it's 50 West 47th.
47th, yep.
Yeah, Suite 1907.
1907, correct.
Okay, that's where I'll be tomorrow.
All right.
I've been in there before.
Yeah, if you've been there before, I mean, it's kind of hard to miss that building. It's a beautiful building.
It's a gorgeous building, yeah. Yep.
And we're lucky that, you know, we're in a really nice building where people feel comfortable dropping off and going in and out, because I've been into some Is it?
It's not the same as it used to be. I mean, all the way up, if you go to 45th Street, they took a building down. So it looks so different. Yeah, there's not a building there. It's missing.
Oh my gosh! What are they gonna do? Make high rises or like some sort of condominium?
I don't know. Took it to my watch guy. There's so many different things happening that are being told to everybody. Oh, this could go in. This could go in. They said there's even. They're saying that maybe an IKEA might go in there. I'm like, in New York?
In New York, exactly. But I mean it's not too far fetched.
No, I mean, it's great for apartments and stuff like that, the way that you got to build all this stuff. You know, most people there are, like, not going to be building. But you know what? It's changing over. There's a lot of young people moving in.
Exactly. And,
so
and
you never
that
know.
Demographic, right? There's so
yeah,
many
you never
typical
know.
Hubs.
But it was
crazy.
Always a jewelry building.
I
had
was.
a lot of customers in there that would, you know, I would make, you know, rings for in there.
It's crazy. Well, everything's changing nowadays. Like, I'm just getting older and older. I'm about to be empty nesting next year, so my world is changing quite substantially and very
quickly.
Yeah,
I empty nested this year. My son went down to Florida. My daughter's going to be 30. My son's 26. And I'm, you know, I lost my wife, so I'm really empty nested.
Yeah. Well, you have a friend in me. You can empty nest with me any day of the week.
Yeah.
I have an almost 20 and an almost, well, 20 in February, 18 and graduating. And I'll, you know what, because you are an empty nester, I feel like we need to connect on other levels than just sports, Wayne. She just walked into my room, and I don't know if you're familiar with New York State and if it was for your son. I'm imagining it probably was, but you fill out like one, you know, application to get into colleges in New York State. Now it's called the Easy App, and then you provide the writing samples and such. And my daughter is in a class of like 420 kids or something. She just shared with me, not only is she summa cum laude number one, but she's just got another scholarship for $105,000 to St. Bonnie.
Oh, she can write her own ticket anywhere. That's great. That's good. Congratulations.
She wants to go to, well, her number one that we're waiting on the offer, we have till May to make the commitment, but is Boston UMass. UMass at Boston? I can't remember how it's fit, but it's the nicer of the two Boston University colleges.
Right.
Because she wants to go for criminology and profiling and
oh, wow.
That sort of thing. Yeah, she's very diligent and she's very smart, and it took a village to get her there, but I don't take the credit. I leave it up to everybody else because I, you know, I'm perfectly imperfect, and I feel like everybody should look at it from that perspective. As long as you're doing your very best, how can you complain about anything else?
Yeah.
And that's what I
tell
them.
Well, that's great. She's going to be fine. She's going to be very fine. Yep.
Oh, well, thank you. My other one, he's my apple.
My son. Why are the girls so good?
She's my moon, and he's my apple. He doesn't fall far from the tree. And he's about to start his own HVAC business. So he's been working as an apprentice for a couple of years now. And everybody needs hot air or cold air. So I feel very confident that he will at least have a job.
Yeah, why not?
Right?
Yeah.
Well,
listen, they'll find their way. They find their way.
I know. I did too. My parents hate me. 7 years of college changing majors and special ed degree over here. Some days
Again,
I still feel like
18,
I use it.
At 18 years old, I would say 50% of the kids don't know what they want to do, at least.
Oh.
You know?
I would agree with that. Absolutely.
Oh, you're a kid still. You're still a kid.
And enjoy life. I want you to enjoy every aspect. Don't put yourself on this motive of you have to be at like a 4.0 average. And
oh, yeah, I know.
I wanted
that nearly
to
killed
enjoy
my daughter.
Year.
I was taking my daughter to psychologist brain people. She was seeing flashes in her eyes, and she was getting headaches. And I'm like,
Oh my lord, is it vertigo?
It was stress. She was in all honors classes in 11th grade, trying to finish some of college in 11th grade.
That is still a thing, just so you know. My daughter is graduating with an associate's degree.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
That's
They got like year and a half done in college already. Or, no, in that case, 2 years. It's just really it took a lot out of her.
Yeah,
I
feel you so much. I feel like we have two of the same very children, because that is the one thing I begged her at the beginning of the school year. I said, just enjoy this year. You have worked so damn hard to be where you're at. You've been taking AP and college online courses since a sophomore. Just enjoy this year. You've been the captain of of both cheer squads all the way through from the time you were. I mean, she got pulled up as a freshman. So, she's kind of the bee's knees in that world as well, and has many accolades you know, top scholar athlete, the only one in her school to get it every single year for 5 years in a row. Like, it's nuts. I don't know
Bright
kids.
She's going to do so well because she knows she can push herself to a limit that she knows.
I know.
My daughter did it.
Luckily,
you know?
She didn't have the eye thing going on, but I feel like she does have an anxiety issue that I falter a little bit because I don't know the right way to say, well, do you want to go see somebody? Do you want to start talking to somebody? Do you want this? Do you want that? Without her being like, no, I'm good, Mom. I'm good. You know, she works a job that she works 23 hours a week last week. It's just nuts.
Yeah. And that's the thing. We were at our wit's end. We didn't know what the heck to do. We went to all these doctors. And then, you know, finals were over. Guess what? The flashes and headaches went away. Like,
really?
You were just overloading you were stressing out. She was stressing herself out.
Wow.
She'd come home, she would be doing work after school all night long.
Mine,
you know,
sets an
thinking.
Alarm to wake up at 2:15 and 3:25 because if she falls asleep after she gets home from work or cheer, she wants to make sure that she's got everything accomplished that she needs to have.
Yeah.
That's crazy. That I have to hear your alarm going off in the middle of the night, and that's a problem. So that has stopped this year, thankfully.
Yeah.
But it sounds like our daughters are the same, and our sons. Ooh.
Yeah.
Let's hope your son wants to be a jeweler one day, right?
No, he didn't like it. I tried. He didn't like it.
Oh, really? Okay.
He said, "Dad, you work too hard. I work sometimes till like 11 to midnight at night, you know, making pieces. It has to be done, you know. There's always deadlines for jewelry.
There's always absolutely.
So
and for me,
like,
I'm
wanna...
constantly looking. So
yeah.
I'm on the phone all night long, and I'm, you know. But I'm also one of the, you know, I've been very fortunate at RDI to be one of the top dogs and going to Antwerp and Amsterdam and all of those overseas places a few years back. That was a mind-blowing experience, and hopefully you'll get – have you done that before? Have you done it?
No, I've never done that.
Oh, it's so cool, Wayne. Like, it's just mind-boggling to see the Diamond District, but to see all the old-world sites.
Yeah.
That's the cool thing. You got to get into, like, RJO or something. Because, you know, RJO is a great organization. Not only that, but – you get a huge kickback on everything you spend with us and every other vendor in the whole entire group. Like, Stuller is in the group.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's the only group that they belong to. So, and
really?
They pay, like, 5% of, like, if you do 100 grand with us, and then you do 100 grand with them, and you do 100 grand with somebody else, Quality Gold, I don't know. There's a lot of big, heavy hitters in that organization. You could turn around and look at a pretty decent chunk of change, and it's a non-for-profit, so or a 501c3 or something like that, I think it's called.
Mm-hmm.
But you could also possibly get your son into the next-gen program there if he ever did show any interest.
No, he pretty much said no.
Yeah.
He's done. Yeah, no, he's gone. He's doing
Damn.
His own thing. He'll be... Listen, I'm giving him, you know, 3 to 5 years. He'll be making more than me. He'll be these guys are gearing him up. He's got a really good company.
Oh, really? What is he doing?
He's a salesman for a home improvement company.
Oh, really?
And they want him to. They got a 5 to 6 year plan on him to be VP. They're starting companies all over the United States. So he went down there to help start one in Florida.
Oh,
so,
really? I wonder what company that's. Or do they do roofing? Because I have a friend who used to be in the jewelry industry, but works for something very similar.
Yeah, and they do roofing, siding, windows, anything outside, gutters.
Wow.
Anything outside doors. Yeah, anything outside your house.
And he's down in Florida.
Thing
now,
is,
where in Florida?
He's in Orlando. He's got a nice one-bedroom apartment. Right in the city, right by the close to the basketball stadium.
Okay.
He's loving it.
I used to live in Naples. That's why I asked. Naples
is
a different world.
He hasn't really ventured out yet. He's only been there since August, but he has to work all the whole time that he's there. They said the first 6 months is going to be hardly any time off because they're really starting up. Like, I'm flying him back for Christmas. He's got it.
Oh.
He's coming in the night before Christmas Eve and going back on Christmas Day because he's got to work the next day.
That sucks. I am sorry for him. That really does suck, you know?
Yeah. But he's okay. He loves it. He loves the people there. And they're really high morale kind of company.
Well, as long as you love what you're doing, you're going to consistently always love what you're doing. So.
Yeah, and he sees all these guys that are above him. And, the final outcome of where they're situated, how much they make, he's like, it's ridiculous that they all started like him. It's crazy.
No,
they go up through the rank. You don't come in from another company and say, oh, yeah, you're going to be a VP. No, they take you from the bottom all the way up.
So you learn all the way through every aspect of the business. That's the smartest way to do it. Are you kidding me? I love that.
Yeah, and they groom you to however they want you.
Oh, that is awesome.
That's a good goal.
Honest and truly, I would much rather take as an employee or as an owner of even a jewelry store. I tell a lot of my owners, you're going to have more success with getting somebody that's likable. Go to a bar. Go to a restaurant. Those people that work in that environment have to literally take a mother who's yelling at their kids or a husband and wife who are fighting or whatever the situation is, and you have an hour and a half to change their mind about life and make them happy again and then give them the bill, and then they probably aren't as happy. But at the end of the day, if they're likable and teachable, you're in a good spot. And make sure they have a really good background check.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep. Well, yeah. I will let you go. I want to just make sure that the office in the city is ready for us. And if you have any questions, you have my cell. You have all my info.
Okay. Thank you very much. Appreciate
it. You're very welcome. Have a good evening.
Great. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.